Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the AmorMae Show. I am so glad you are here. Joining me today is Tanya Joy of the Tanya Joy Show, Beauty for Ashes. We're doing a show today dissecting the movie Barbie. And so her takes on that, the clips that she's going to show, I think were very fascinating. But the thing that bothered me the most about it is how they're portraying in Hollywood, not just this Barbie movie, how are they portraying men and women? Because men and women are supposed to be helpers to one another. In the Bible, it says, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him. And now the Lord, now out of the ground, the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to man to see what man would call him. And whatever the man called that living creature, that was the name that was given. And the man gave names to all the livestock and to all the birds of the heaven and every beast in the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, he took one of the ribs and closed it up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord had taken from the man, he made into woman and brought her to man. So we're supposed to be helpers to one another, benefit each other. You know, we're supposed to work together, be partners. So this dichotomy that Hollywood has given us as women are better than men are better than women, is garbage in my opinion. We're supposed to be together helping one another. So we're going to dissect the movie Barbie. So please like, share, and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. Always add more to the conversation on Telegram. You can find me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show there. I'm on True Social Amber Mae, Frank Social Amber Mae. I'm on Clout Hub as well. So coming up right now is Tanya Joy. Wanted to welcome Tanya to the program. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. I love when we get to do a show together, and this is the best because we're getting to do this for Brighteon. How amazing. What an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, totally. So this, we've had mixed emotions. So I talked about in the intro that we're going to be talking about Barbie, the Barbie movie. Now, I was surprised that there was some Christian women that saw nothing wrong with it and some Christian conservatives who saw nothing wrong with it. And then there was some people on the left who saw nothing wrong with it. But then there were people on the left that did see something wrong with it. Bill Maher did a whole thing on the Barbie movie and the headline from 100% Fed Up. And I'll show you the headline really quick.
Yeah, it was a very controversial movie. I grew up, I'll just say, with lots of Barbies. Preachy, man-hating movie. I would definitely agree. Go figure. I would never think I would agree with Bill Maher, but I do on that. But I also would add that it's a preachy, woman-hating movie as well. It doesn't paint either sex in a good light, and in my opinion. And the reason I was somewhat interested in it, one, because of the Hollywood Decode show, obviously, but two, I grew up playing Barbies. That was the main toy we had. My sister and I were spoiled. That was all we had. We had hundreds of them. Literally, we had the houses, we had the cars, we had a motorhome, we had some sort of a Jeep that pulled a horse carriage. We had the horses. We had everything you could imagine Barbie, because it was literally the only thing we ever played with. So I was like torn. I'm like, I got to see the movie. And then I saw it, and there's a lot in it.
And what I was disappointed with is they were promoting this in children's films, for the trailers on children's films. So I saw the trailer when we went to go see the Mario movie. I'm so glad Mario was clean and nice. And I found out, I read an article that the Mario company, Nintendo, is going to be doing a rival to the Disney princesses, if Disney really even is still around. Yeah, they're going to do a whole thing. So they're starting with Princess Peach, and they're going to keep building out the princess of Nintendo. But they had the trailer out there, and already I just knew it was very sexual. I mean, Why is Ken asking to spend the night at Barbie, or Barbie to spend the, what? I can't remember the trailer now, but one of them was asking to spend the night with the other.
He asks her if he can spend the night. That's one of the scenes.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, well, what are we going to do? And then no one had an answer. But why are we sending that message to kids that it's okay?
That's not even the worst. There's a scene, and I have a capture of it, where he says, I'll beat you off. And it becomes, and you'll see, I mean, if we get to it, I actually have the clip of it pulled down. And it becomes, it's not just once to subtly throw it in. It becomes an entire scene. And to where Barbie comes in and says, okay, no one is beaching anyone off. I mean, it's just over the top.
That's my thing. If it was very adult driven from the trailer, just alone, the trailer, why is it even being shown with children films? So right there, that really pissed me off because the trailer alone was completely adult content. Right. Now, I don't understand how some people are going to think nothing's wrong with it. I mean, you've seen the movie, so give me your perspective and then we can get to some of the trailers. Like, why do you think some Christians and even Christian conservative women didn't see anything wrong with the movie?
I think because people are still somewhat blind to what Hollywood and what media is doing. I think that's the bottom line. Media in general is promoting an agenda and a narrative. Now, if somebody does not believe that they are promoting an agenda, they're going to look at that and maybe go, oh, that was just a bad joke. Or that's just for the creative side of it. They're not going to be able to comprehend. The movie starts with little girls playing with their dolls. You can even show it. I wonder if there's a way to show it without volume, because then we could just talk over it.
Do you want me to? Okay, I can play it.
Let me see. So,
but the dolls were always and forever it's baby dolls.
Yeah. This is the very opening of the movie.
With them could only ever play at being mothers, which can be fun, at least for a while anyway. Ask your mother.
See, there's the first joke right there. So the very first thing is, it's not cool to be a mother. These little girls are dressed drab. They look depressed. Now, this is supposed to be a nod to another film, another intro to a big film. I forget the name of it now. However, I still have an issue with it because we are presenting this to children that are going to put themselves in it because that's how their mind is going to work. And they're going to look and go, to play dolls with a baby and pretend to be a mother is boring, ugly, nobody's smiling, and then you'll see what happens next.
This continued until...
So then Barbie shows up. So in other words, it's not cool to be a mother. Once a girl shows up in a skimpy swimsuit and curves, now this is the part that's very disturbing to me.
Oh.
And it doesn't end there. This is the opening of the movie.
Why is she so angry?
And
look
now
at her,
watch
so
babies.
Angry.
They're not just crashing. Their heads are exploding. Their bodies are exploding. And Barbie stands there smiling. And then the little girls continue with kicking all their babies, throwing the babies in the air. Sorry, I've got ads because of how I had to grab these. So that was very disturbing to me that that's how the movie started. That's the first couple of minutes of the movie. Again, people could justify that. In the day that we're in the culture we're in, given the way that our world looks at babies, that they're useless. You know, people are fighting to be able to abort them even after birth at this point. To me, that's disturbing. That is pushing a narrative that's getting our little girls with the mindset that it is not cool to be a mother. Babies are a pain and we want them destroyed. That's what that said to me. And so then I can skim through. So this is kind of the next few scenes as they open. And it's this same concept. Everything's fake. So she's got her drink. There's nothing really in it. I understand that that's Barbie. And I understand that there's some fun. And this is very nostalgic. And it's very beautiful.
Totally.
But in the end, it's not It's again pushing this narrative of false reality. And in my opinion, we have done that since the 60s so heavily that this is why we're in the space we're in. Okay, now see this pregnant Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's Midge. I'm going to turn this up so you can hear what they actually say. This was also very disturbing to me.
She was discontinued by Mattel because a pregnant doll. This is too weird. She was discontinued by Mattel because a pregnant doll was too weird.
Yes, that is what the narrator says.
They're really attacking babies right now in this film. First they destroyed the babies. Now they're telling us that the pregnant. I mean, granted, none of us ever saw a pregnant. Well, did we?
I had one of these pregnant Barbies. There was a pregnant Barbie that you could get there. I think it was Midge, and she had a belly that you could take. It was magnet. You took it off and the tiny babies fit inside. And we loved it as a kid. It was so fascinating to me. Now, of course it's not, you know, but I mean, you don't want to show the real thing. You know what I mean? For a little
right,
kid.
Right, right.
But we loved that as a kid. We had that Barbie actually.
Yeah, because I was thinking after I said they didn't have it, then I was thinking, wait a minute. I vaguely remember them having a pregnant Barbie. And then there was a babysitting Barbie. Remember Skipper?
So they mentioned Skipper right before they see that pregnant Barbie Midge. Again, like you said, so the movie opens up destroying babies, making it not cool for a woman to have a baby, that having this beautiful bombshell Barbie, perfect figure, that's cooler. Now they show the pregnant Barbie. That Barbie was never discontinued, but they say in the movie that she was discontinued.
Because that was hard to hear.
They said this, let's not pay attention to Midge. After all, she was discontinued because a pregnant Barbie is just too weird. So that was disturbing. Now this next part is an interesting clip, given what.
Come to the Barbie next to you. Tell her how much you love her. Compliment her. Roberta Barbie, you can ask me any question you want. How come you're so amazing?
No comment. There is, but no comment.
I love you guys.
The Nobel Prize for Journalism goes to
Barbie.
I listened to it.
Hard, so I deserved it.
And the Nobel Prize for Literature goes to Barbie.
Okay, so what she said was, I worked really hard, so I deserve it. That's what the girl said who received the Nobel Prize.
You're the voice of a generation.
And they say, you're the voice of something. And she goes, I know. It's just very arrogant. And now, if they're just trying to make fun of Barbie, but I mean, come on, why are we showing that to kids? Kids are the ones that are going to be watching this. Yes, the adults are watching it for the nostalgia part, but then it should have been rated R and it should not have been promoted for children to go and see.
Yeah, it should not have been promoted for children, for sure.
When I'm expressing it, I have no difficulty holding both logic and feeling at the same time, and it does not diminish my powers.
Again, she now says, I have no problem showing emotion and logic, and it does not diminish my whatever, I forget the word she used. Are we talking about that? Like, of course that shouldn't. What? But see, it's this subliminal, we're just going to tease about it. But in the other side of it, it's actually, in my opinion, a knock against women. It's a knock against women.
I think it was a knock against the blondes, because by a lot of the Barbies were blonde women.
Yeah,
and so maybe they're making fun of her. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be
blonde, now some of this can't be smart and be blonde. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's just all of this in Barbie Land, as you can see, is all female. Now that's fine. It's Barbie Land. I get it. But now here's the scene with the guys, and you'll hear what they say.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream. Cool.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Hi.
So right off the bat, what did you gather from just seeing the interaction between the men?
That one of the Ken dolls is
loving Barbie, and he's mad because the other Ken dolls are trying to say hi to Barbie.
But yes, there's also a sense of all of the men are very sissified.
Yep, that too.
They're all, oh, I got you ice cream. Oh, yep. Hi, Ken. Oh,
I saw not, that. I'm sorry. I didn't say that, but yes.
So that's you're the right. Very first underlying image that you go, wait, so now as soon as the Kens start talking, they all are like wimps?
Mm-hmm.
So then.
Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Okay, now did you catch that last one? Listen again. See if you, wait, oh, I went too far. See if you can catch it.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Oh, hi, Alan.
There are no multiples of Alan. He's just Alan.
Yeah, I'm confused about that.
So they immediately present him as someone gay, although he is the one Ken who actually presents the most straight of any of the guys, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You may have missed it, but you'll catch it again. Hold on.
Hey, Barbie, check me out.
Let me see if it's in this clip.
We saw the whole thing. Let's get you up on your feet.
Yeah.
You're so strong.
Use your leg up there.
Are you
okay?
Yeah. Oh, looks like this beach is a little too much beach for you, Ken.
If I wasn't severely injured, I would beat you off right now, Ken.
I'll beat you off with you any day, Ken.
Hold my ice cream, Ken. All right, Ken, you're on. Let's beat you off.
Anyone who wants to beat him off has to beat me off first.
I will beat both of you.
That's disgusting.
You don't even know how to beat yourself off. How are you going to beat both of us off? That doesn't make sense.
Ken,
why
are you
going to
beat
yourself?
Off?
You're going to beat
come
both of us off.
Nobody's going to beat anyone off.
That's a very long little clip where they go that after that joke for to make it very obvious what
mm-hmm.
it is they're trying
yep.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
That was very disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this next one. So we're only 10, 15 minutes into this movie, maybe 20, not long. And we have seen motherhood is bad, babyhood is bad, men are sissies, women rule the world, and hypersexualized stuff so far.
Very hypersexualized.
Barbie, I just fell. I'm so embarrassed.
Barbie doesn't get embarrassed.
I know. Barbie, I don't even have context for this, but my feet, my heels are on the ground. I'm no longer on tiptoes.
That's okay. Let me see.
Now, do you notice anything weird about any of those Barbies?
Mm-hmm.
The redhead? I noticed it in the very first clip that this Barbie appears.
Is she trans?
It's a trans man. It's a man. Listen again.
Okay, let me see.
It's a man. It's
wow.
A trans, very, very popular trans man actor, by the way. I'm not calling it a trans female because it's a man. That's a man who has tried to change himself. So now one of the main Barbies is trans. I mean, this is all within the first few minutes of the show.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything. Just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is CoviLite. CoviLite is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry, it has pomegranate, it has resveratrol, it has a coq10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. It has milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take CoviLite. We've seen a tremendous, you know, success with that. For those that are having a vax injury. We include all three of these COVIDites, and then we also tell them, do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. We've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com. Use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
Hi, y'all. I wanted to come on here quickly and show you some more information about the Holy Hydrogen company and machine. Y'all have seen some of our shows, the Holy Hydrogen Show with Hydrogen Greg. This machine can cure over 170 diseases. It can change your chemistry. It can stop cancers from growing. It can help remove cancer. Now, I'm not making medical claims here. I'm just talking about the science, and I want to share this with you. So take a look at this. This is the simple machine, the Holy Hydrogen Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. Right now, you can get $100 off this machine using our promo code B4A. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to their website, holyhydrogen.com, check out this product, use our code, and start getting healthy today. You guys, you're going to be so grateful that you did, and I promise you, you're going to have some amazing results. So go there right now, holyhydrogen.com, use promo code B4A, get yourself one of these machines, and start your way on absolute amazing health. See you soon. Bye, everyone.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I was like, you've got to be kidding. And then we get to this weird Barbie. Now, this scene.
That Barbie looks like when one of your sisters is mad at you and goes with their scissors and cuts your favorite Barbie's hair.
Well, that's the point. That's exactly what they say. She's weird Barbie. She's the Barbie who lives in the basement, whose sister, yeah. That something happened to. That's exactly.
Most sisters have experienced that. Where your
we actually did it. We did it ourselves, and we were like, "Whoops, we screwed their hair up," and then she ended up in the bottom of the trunk. We never played with her again.
Yeah.
So now watch how much sorcery is in this scene.
It's real. Oh, you've done it. You've opened a portal. I didn't open a portal. Someone did, and now there is a rift in the continuum that is the membrane between Barbie Land and the real world.
Now that is a CCP China nod map.
I didn't catch that.
It'll come back.
Okay.
It'll come back because they flash it there.
Well, Barbie, okay. Girl, you have a baby girl, you gotta go fix it.
And then it shows up.
You're gonna keep going, funny. Look at your other
see
eye.
Cellulite.
That's going
to
spread everywhere.
So see, now they talk about cellulite and how that's going to spread everywhere because you're going to go to the real world. And that's how women are in the real world.
Then you're going to start getting sad and wishy and complicated. No!
Yeah, there's the map.
What do I have to do? You have to go to the real world and you have to find the girl who's playing with you. Playing with me. We're all being played with, babe. But usually there's some kind of separation.
We're all being played
there's
with.
There's the girl. I mean, and the doll, and never the twain shall cross.
The twain is crossing?
Yes, and the girl who's playing with you, she must be sad, and her thoughts
triangles,
and feelings
huh?
are interfering with yes. yourself.
Interesting so, triangles?
Fixed everything.
What's that?
Did you catch it that they're wearing triangles?
I don't know, but if you ask me, you had something to do with this.
Yeah, there may
look
be.
At the eye. Look at the eye on the weird Barbie.
And look at the eye, exactly.
Everything to stay exactly as it is.
Well, be that
when you start
it is,
recognizing,
inextricably intertwined.
You know, the
you
symbols.
Help yourself.
Yep. It's very easy. Look at their triangle. It's just, it's very easy to see. Once
look at, they're covering her eye. Did you see that when she was, did you see that again? The one eye?
Yep.
See how they're trying to cover her eye?
Yeah. They don't even, people don't even.
So
now listen.
You can go back to your regular life and forget any of this ever happened, or you can know the truth about the universe.
So what does that remind you of?
The Matrix. Take the red pill or blue pill.
Red pill, blue pill. There are so many. Once I got into this movie, the poor people sitting next to me, because I had a notebook and I was like taking notes as I went, because I noticed almost all of it first time sitting in the theater. And then when I went back through, I caught other pieces of it, but it's incredible to me. Mm. So and they're talking about portals being opened. Now we know that that is talked about, but I mean, that's a new thing, you know, that people are talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a part, I don't think I caught it, where they, oh no, I think it's later, where they actually talk about changing the men. Let me see if I can find it. So this is now they get to the real world.
So all the Barbies go to the real world, including Ken? Or
no,
just her
only
and Ken?
Barbie and Ken.
Mm.
And they get there, and here's their first interaction with the group of men in the real world.
Are you got fries with that?
Well, I said you had a hot body. Would you hold it against it?
That mirror in your pocket.
Maybe you are.
I can see myself in your shorts.
I don't know exactly what you meant with all of those little quips, but I'm picking up on some sort of entendre, which appears to be double. And I would just like to inform you, I do not have a vagina. And he does not have a penis. We don't have genitals.
So what?
Why would you need to throw that in there?
Now, again, if you want to make this a rated R movie, only with the kid or with the adults, again, it's a little inappropriate, but that's a different story. This is a PG-13. Think about the transgender push.
I was thinking about that when she said, I don't have a vagina, and he doesn't have a penis. I'm like, right.
Think about, and when they get done with this, he turns around, he goes, I have all the parts. That's what he says. I have all the parts. So when, again, people are going to think, oh, you're reading into it. I don't really care if that's what you think. You study this stuff enough. It's a narrative. It's a push. It's not coincidence. It is not coincidental. It is an absolute push for an agenda. There's just no other way around it.
I was watching a show that our friend Clay did, excuse me, with Jim Brewer. And Jim Brewer was a comedian. He was on Saturday Night Live, SNL. He was on, you know, he was in Hollywood. And on the show, he was talking about the subtleties that they do. And then he was just talking about how everything is a push. And they start indoctrinating us with films from the 1980s to 1990s to get us prepared for what's in the future. I've talked to a man who worked with the Illuminati, who was in the Satanic Church, and they pick certain actors. And Jim Brewer even said it in the show, and I'll try to put a link in the description for that with Clay Clark. But I would encourage you to go to the AmberMayShow.com's website and click on the Rumble channel and go down to where you see Zachary King, because he was in the Illuminati as being high up, and he wasn't in the Illuminati, but he worked with them in Hollywood picking what actors were going to do what. And it was based on what they were willing to do. Jim Brewer on Clay's show said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So it's all indoctrination.
Todd Toccanato. I mean, Todd was an actor in Hollywood in the 80s, a childhood actor. And when you hear his story, he was going to parties. He was being brought places as a child, going into bars when a kid can't get into a bar, and they'd let him in because of who he was with. So it is absolutely, and I love this industry. I mean, you know, this is like the industry I'm my industry, right? That I'm kind of part of. But when you take creativity and you mix it with unholy and ungodly things, you end up with a whole different environment. And then it becomes like, well, why are you pushing this? Well, it's an agenda. It's, you know, that's how everything is. If I do a film because of it being encouraging, it's because I believe in the message and I want that type of a message to come out. I understand why people would do that on the other side, but as Christians, we know why we're here and what we're called to. And we are called to raise the name of the Lord on high, you know, and live and raise a standard to his way of living and the way he's explained and taught us how to live. So anyway, yeah, this movie was a bit crazy. So then they keep going. They get arrested, which was kind of stupid. And again, when they get arrested, the men, every time they interact with her, it is sexual. Every time. So the guy, so here's, now Ken, he thinks this is great.
Me and leotard. I love the elbow pads.
I think we should get some different clothes. You look great.
I look French.
Hey,
man.
So now they're going to get arrested again.
You guys got to pay for that stuff.
She looks even better and more glowing
because you can imagine. You know what?
So again, she looks even better in more clothes because you can even imagine more. Why in the world is Barbie a kid's movie? Every single line is hypersexual. Again, it's to desensitize the kids. So they come in. Now Ken is going to go off on his own. And now we're going
to... Well, I just think also in general, it's very inappropriate. I mean, we've gotten to a place in society where maybe at one point men were more open about flirting and saying inappropriate things. I don't know. I didn't live in that generation, but that's what Hollywood tells me happened. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. But sexual harassment is a big deal, especially in the workplace. And people really are very conscious of sexual harassment. So that is not normal conversation.
Yet they're promoting it as if it's fine. So that's a subliminal message. You know, what are these little kids going to grow up if they go into a job and the guys talk to them that way? Oh, well, it was in the movie. It desensitizes. They won't consciously, but you have to remember movie and film and most of Hollywood was all what we know of it now was formed out of CIA mind control. Right. It was created to what we experience now. The whole underlying foundation was to learn how they can brainwash a society. How can they get you to think a certain way?
Also, I'm just thinking from the woman's perspective, she's not fighting back saying anything and Ken's not defending her to say something. So is it to also maybe desensitize us that we should accept being treated that way? I mean, we talked about Andrew Tate, right?
Yeah.
And how he treats women and he sees them very sexual and he victimizes women.
Yeah.
He can sell women and make millions of dollars for sexual. I mean, is he getting naked and doing it? I don't know. I haven't seen his sex videos, but we do know for a fact his girlfriends, he films his girlfriends, or at least at one point he had his girlfriends on there filming them doing sexual acts to make money off of them. So, I mean, are they trying to desensitize us to think that this is normal behavior for even us as females to accept? And how come the man wasn't stepping up? Is it to program the men that you don't defend a woman's honor, that you should see her as a commodity, a sexual commodity, a sexual being? I don't know.
I think those are all valid points. And I would say yes, 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 and yes. I think it's a combination of all of that, exactly what you're saying. I mean, that's what we're seeing in most film, unfortunately. You know, this could have been just a nostalgic. When I played Barbies, we played where, we're going to meet our Ken, and then we were already married. And then we were going to have a baby, or maybe I had a job as an astronaut, because I had the astronaut Barbie, right? And she went to work and Ken went to work. And then we came home and then went for dinner with our friends. That was how we played Barbie.
Or Ken and Barbie, yes.
We would pack up all their things in the little suitcases and go on a long vacation.
Yeah.
That's what we
to
played.
To the beach, to camping. Yes. Ken was always the husband. Always. Mm-hmm. They were always a family. Ken was always the husband. They had their kids or they went on vacation. That's how we played Barbies. Yes, you're absolutely right.
This is not, I mean, being nostalgic, this is not how this is not how anyone I ever knew played Barbie. There was never a Ken who made a comment like this to Barbie. There was never a hierarchy. That was not the reality of Barbies as a kid.
Mm-mm.
So here's now when Ken starts to realize, well, wait a minute. Things are a bit different here. And watch all the things they show on the walls. And again, the men. And then she just walks away. Clinton, look at that. So that was all a very strange montage to me. The fact that they would show Clinton.
Yeah, that was very weird.
Clinton, and then they had a shot of Reagan. Mm-hmm. Very strange to me. The people they chose, I didn't even notice, or I didn't have a chance to zoom in. I'd be curious what the license plate says on that vehicle, that Hummer that drives up. Because all of this, the thing people have to remember and realize is that every piece of pictures, numbers, words, background, everything is purposeful. There is mm-hmm. never anything on a set that just shows up. It has all been decorated. It's set decorated. I mean, there's a whole team of people that do that. They plan it. They choose it. They set it. They move it. They look at look in the camera and go, no, you got to move that. That color is too drastic. Mm-hmm. Everything is looked at and considered. But it's very interesting to me how they are now, even in the real world, the men, I still think, are somewhat sissified. From the way it's almost like, I don't know, they just seem not like men I see on the street, I guess, mm-hmm. put it that way, right? And I worked corporate America for a decade. That girl who was the assistant, she comes to help him and he says, "Not now, Margaret," and she backs up. Okay, I was a high C-level executive assistant for quite a few years. None of those ladies would put up with that, let me tell you. Not one C-level executive admin.
Nope.
They run the man, not the other way. And I don't mean it in a negative way. I just mean there's a very definite respect usually there, or the man won't have an assistant, you know?
Yeah, because he depends on her to run his schedule completely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a team effort right there. He can't be successful unless he has a successful admin.
Yeah.
So it's a very much a team effort.
That was a strange clip to me too. Like the whole thing. Now this is really interesting. I don't know if you remember this. You probably do. Do you remember the Bratz dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really play with them, but I
didn't either. We didn't like them. And actually they weren't, I don't think they were around when we were kids. They were more around when my oldest was a child. Correct. But these four girls, these are the bad girls. They're all brat dolls. They all, when you look up, and I forget the names, I didn't do a deep dive on this. I just saw it when I was doing some research. The four main Bratz girls were kind of the rivals of Barbie. Mm. And they were all named and looked just like each one of these girls. The names in the show, they are literally the symbolic of, so that's kind of, I guess, comical, but I don't know.
Barbie's rival.
Barbie's rivals. And this was the girl who used to, you know, so this whole scene, they are very rude to her. This little girl is very nasty. I forget what she says. Let me see here.
Anyways, even then it was horrible for us.
Is this horrible?
Why?
Come on, Sasha.
Give it to her.
Destroy Barbie.
Okay, Barbie. Let's do this.
You've been making women feel bad about themselves since you were invented.
I think you have that the wrong way around.
You represent everything wrong with our culture. Sexualized capitalism, unrealistic physical ideals.
No. You're describing something stereotypical. Barbie is so much more than that.
Look at yourself.
Well, I am technically stereotypical Barbie.
You set the feminist movement back 50 years. You destroy girls' innate sense of worth, and you are killing the planet with your glorification of rampant consumerism.
No, I'm supposed to help you and make you happy and powerful.
Oh, I am powerful. And until you showed up here and declared yourself Barbie, I hadn't thought about you in years, you fascist.
So, again.
Did you catch the global climate line there, too? That was one that you could just miss really easily.
Yes. There's so much in that little clip, really.
Yep.
And many people could listen to that and go, well, yeah, she's totally right. Barbie did represent these things. But you've got to really dive in and look at it from both sides of the coin and go, hold on, look at who's saying this. It's mm-hmm. one of these Bratz girls. It's one of the libs, if you will. Like, you know what I mean? That's what she looks like. She looks like a kid you'd find at, you know, one of these major universities, you know, that thinks that they know everything better than anybody else. And then the fact that she calls her a fascist in the end because she supports capitalism.
Right.
She supports women taking care of themselves. Now, yes, that some of that can be taken out of context, but you've got to look at it as a big picture. So they're telling her she supports capitalism. She's a fascist. She supports taking care, you know, a woman take care. She's a fascist. She's a blonde, stereotypical woman. Think of what they're saying about Christian or typical women right now. You're fascists. They just put it in the movie. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that was a lot right there in that scene. And the other thing is, I guess there's always has to be a bad guy in a movie, but there's so much bullying that happens in schools and we get damaged a lot, you know, as little kids. Kids are very mean to one another. And that really plays into us as teenagers and adulthood because we're developing our self-image at this vulnerable time. And our influences, like our friends, our peers, really play a big part of that. And yeah, they highlight the bullying, which is, I guess, okay. Every good guy needs an adversary, but that's just something else to think about, how incredibly mean that was, because we are all of us have stories of childhood and how mean kids are. It's just something to kind of think about, how damaging that could be to our self-esteem.
I agree. And you know, so then now these are the men who are the CEOs, the head of Barbie, and you know, they go off and act. The guy who's in charge, he acts absolutely crazy. You know, now he's a funny actor. I'll give it to, you know, I think he's a funny actor, that guy, but he just.
Is it Will Ferrell?
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. And then what they're going to do now, they're going to try and get her in the box.
Okay, I'll get in the box then.
All right. Yes.
Oh, but since I came all this way, could I just meet the woman in charge? Your CEO.
Oh, that would be me.
Oh, your CFO.
Me?
Your COO.
Yeah.
President of the Barbie division.
Rather, I'm a man with no power. Does that make me a woman?
Did you hear what he just said?
Yep.
I'm a man with no power. Does that make me a woman? There's so much in that.
That's terrible.
There's so much in that. I mean,
so women don't have power? So women aren't important?
Or men who aren't in a position of a CEO, COO?
Right.
Are not valuable? What about the man who's picking up your garbage?
Right.
If he didn't do that, y'all would be putting your own garbage away. So right. They're pretty important.
So the working class is garbage, not important? Yeah.
Or sissies.
Sissies. He seems very sissified, this man.
Not the sex you're given. I mean, there's so many questions you could, and I know people, you're crazy, you're going into too much. Okay, but you know what? The reason that our country got to the place that we're in right now is because we stopped questioning what we were being seen.
Mm-hmm.
We just took it as it was.
Mm-hmm.
We took it as fact or entertainment or comedy, and we moved on. And we didn't realize that all those words, all those images, all those little jokes, those little nuances shifted our culture.
And that's how the devil works, little by little. He doesn't go massive into anything. It's little tiny lies. Like, did God really say you can't eat any fruit of the garden or you're going to die? No, only this one. Did he really say you're going to die? Like, just the little things.
And look at where we are now.
Yes. Now, I want to ask you a question because we're running out of time. We have 6 minutes left. But I wanted to ask you, when they are putting her in a box, is that symbolism for they don't want out of the box thinkers, or was that just for something else? I wasn't sure.
I think it's a combination. So I kind of think it's a combination.
What's the point of wanting her in the box?
Well, they're just saying that's where she needs to be. And then they're going to get rid of her. They're going to ship her back to where she belongs is the concept. And so then when she goes to get in this box, she makes a comment and says, I haven't been in a box in so long. And that's this part. And she goes into.
I'm having a real Proustian flashback.
Remember Proust Barbie? That did not sell.
So she is now getting brainwashed. And see, now they're going to tie her in. And then at the last minute, she wakes up and realizes. And then she goes running and whatever. But I think it's symbolizing a bunch of things. The fact that it's a room of men putting a woman in a box. Why not put some women? I mean, I get the big picture of what they were trying to do with this movie. I think they failed.
What was the big picture?
The big picture, in my opinion, is that Barbie Land, Barbie's in charge of everything because it's Barbie Land. In the real world, now see, here's where I think they went wrong. In the real world, it's all men are in charge. So we've got these two dichotomies that both are wrong. They're both an inaccurate image of both females and males. Correct. It's not the way we played with the Barbies.
Correct.
And it's not even an accurate depiction, which would be nostalgic for somebody.
You know, maybe at one time, you know, women were homemakers because this is like the design. Guys were the workers. This is God's design. He wanted them. God commanded Adam to take care of the garden.
Yeah.
And he wanted us to be their helper because, you know, it's hard out there in the real world. But then there was a shift, and the shift was women started going to the work. And I think there was two reasons why society wanted us to shift. One, to tax half the population that was never taxed before.
Mm-hmm.
And two, to have control of your children. Mm-hmm. Because if there was no parent in the home, then it was always an institution of some kind taking care of the kids, whether it was preschool or school. And then they could indoctrinate the kids that way.
Yeah.
It was always to remove the parents from the home, I think. You know, it's just my theory. I can't prove that to be true, but the tax thing is very...
Well, you can kind of, though, because we know what the World Economic Forum and what these elites say. They are coming out being very clear that your children do not belong to you. They belong to all of us. That's why we see states like California becoming sanctuary states. For you to come out here and change the sex of your children, no matter what, and no big deal, no problem. Their goal is to take and break the family unit. That's why they made it so big in the 70s that you could not afford to have a family and have both parents at home. The mother had to go back to work. That would break up the family unit.
That's true.
Now look at it. There's no option. Now there's the majority of marriages. It's a single parent raising a child, or it's, you know, two men raising children, two women, whatever it might be. They are destroying. That's one of their goals. They want to destroy the family unit.
That is their goal. Because if you destroy the family unit, you can usher in another type of government. And so that is the goal. I even learned that in sociology class in my university. I was like, whoa, my professor was amazing professor at the time. But how can people get in touch with you and find out more about Tanya Joy?
Yeah, so I have a daily show at TanyaJoy.tv, as well as on the Spreely TV network, which is a channel on Roku and Fire Stick and all of your streaming. My show is also syndicated on the Blessed News Network, which is also on those apps, as well as Rumble, Clout Hub, Facebook, Twitter, all of those places. But if you search Tanya Joy with an I .tv, you'll be able to find out pretty much all the stuff. And I travel, you'll be able to see my travel schedule on there. And I'm getting ready to release my first two song album. So that's going to be on there. I'm in the process of writing my book. So there's a lot of stuff coming, and all that will be available on that website.
That's exciting. I thank you for your deep dive, your observation into Barbie. That was fascinating. I encourage everyone to go to this website and see what Bill Maher had to say about the Barbie movie, because he's a far lefty in it, and he thought it was a man-hating movie. So it's interesting. It's not just the conservatives that are feeling this way. It's also people on the left. So I just thought that was fascinating. If you want to learn more about me, you can always go to theambermayshow.com and find out more about me. I'm on Rumble, Bridie on BitChute, and Frank Speech. So you can find me there. So thank you so much, Tanya, for being on our program today. We really appreciate you coming by.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, you and so Amber and I do a show actually monthly. So you can always watch that on our Rumble channels or on our websites. But we love doing shows together. So this is like a highlight. We got to be on Bridie on together.
I know. Totally.
Wow. Totally. It's incredible. And then we'll get to see each other in Vegas coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Well, you guys have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Bye. y'all, I just want to come to you for a quick moment and share with you my new most favorite collagen available. This is a special marine collagen. It tastes like grape juice. It is delicious, and you will see an unbelievable change in your skin and in your hair after only a few treatments. I want to share with you more information. Hang tight and go to our personal website to get some of this collagen right now.
Look at that little bottle of amazing. Technically, that's not its name. Its real name is Isagenics Collagen Elixir. And inside that tiny little bottle of amazing is crammed so much goodness. It's hard to know where to start. So we'll start with you, or her, or him, or any of them. Inside each of us is a protein called collagen. Collagen is the most abundant protein our body produces. But as you get older, your body produces less collagen, which contributes to wrinkles and saggy skin. All of us at Isagenics believe you deserve healthy skin. That's why we had to find a better way to give you the collagen your body needs. And in pursuit of this better, we looked at all kinds of collagen. And it turns out marine collagen is a close match to human collagen. So we dove in and got to work. We figured out how to source our marine collagen in an environmentally conscious way. Studies show marine collagen is made up of the same types of collagen found in our skin. So the collagen peptides in our elixir are efficiently absorbed so they work from the inside out. Next, we looked at packaging. And what makes that little bottle even more amazing is it's made of 100% recyclable glass, which is not only better for the environment, but also allows our elixir to be sealed to prevent unwanted oxidation. Now, if you add a premium tiny glass bottle of delicious Isagenics Collagen Elixir to your Isagenics routine, you'd get a boost of 5 grams of marine collagen in every bottle. You'd also get key amino acids to support your body's collagen production, combined with vitamin C, zinc, biotin, and superfruit ingredients like goji, aloe vera, and acerola berry. And imagine unleashing all those essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to your body every single day, all with no fishy aftertaste. You'd be positively glowing with healthy and nourished skin. Real well-being from the inside out. People will ask you, what's your secret? Then you can show them our little bottle of amazing, but please remind them that's not technically its name.
Y'all, this is my favorite collagen. I use it twice a day. I'm seeing amazing results. And y'all, it's kind of making me age in reverse. You got to pick some up right now. Go to the website link on your site or in the show notes, beautyforashes.isagenics.com. Pick yourself up a box right now and then let me know the impacts you see. God bless y'all, and I'll see you next time.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.